And so at that point in time, I met with Jack Sink because I felt that, and certainly with Bonnie, both of us felt we needed to reopen our camp immediately. We needed to offer these little girls day camp, and so we did. With the support of the Tulsa United Way, we were able to bus children every day to Camp Tulsa for the camping experience. They never stayed overnight.
Was that on the Jack Sink Ranch?
That's on the Jack Sink Ranch. And then ultimately, Jack gave us that property to the Girl Scout Council to develop Camp Tall Chief. So camp has, in the Girl Scout world, Camp Tall Chief, plus some other properties that we have, is a viable, wonderful experience for children. And they don't have the stories. I try to go out there every year just for my own peace of mind. First of all, we have a very sophisticated security system that is a model for many camps. We did a tremendous amount of research on camp security, and we worked with the Oklahoma State Legislature to upgrade camping standards, which then were adopted by the American Camping Association, to include security in all camping experiences for children. And so to be certified through the American Camping Association, you have to have in place a comprehensive security plan. For my own peace of mind, that is my work on behalf of these three little girls who were murdered. You know, I never forget thinking about them. They're the same age as my daughter. And how difficult that must be for those families. But it was an incredible experience. We had a civil suit, as well as the criminal charges.
We might say here, and those listening want to do further reading about this, but it still is an unsolved crime. Jean Leroy Hart had escaped 4 years earlier from the Mays County Jail. He'd been convicted of raping two pregnant mothers, was born about a mile from Camp Scott, and he was on the loose. He was arrested within the year at the home of a Cherokee medicine man. He was tried in March of 79, and he was acquitted by the local jury. He died in prison in June of 79 while jogging. He died of a heart attack. And I believe the sheriff said he was 1,000% certain that Jean Leroy Hart was the one. Do you care to comment on, is there someone else out there?
Well, I guess we'll have to just leave that to the law enforcement agencies. In my heart of heart, I believe that there was evidence that was not allowed in the trial that certainly identified, in my opinion, Jean Leroy Hart.
He had been on the loose for some time. In fact, they gave up looking for him many years. And it's believed that he actually lived in a cave not far from there.
That's right.
Were there signs 2 months before the murder a note was found in the camp counselor's donut box?
That's true.
The note said three campers would be murdered, and the note was treated as a prank. In summer camps, they're known for ghost stories and unusual stories, and so maybe somebody...
You think, you know, when you think of camping experiences for children and you recognize that most of our camp counselors are young, they are experienced campers, most of them having been through camping as a child. We certainly have qualified camp directors. But I know, as a leader of two Girl Scout troops, that there are stories, there are ghost stories, there are pranks, there are things that happen. And as I said before, no one really thinks about anyone entering the sanctity of a Girl Scout camp or any camp with children to harm them. You're not in that frame of reference. But now, from that experience that we have had, it makes it real. And so I have said, not only to this council, but to other councils or camping programs, you must adhere to the security rules, the regulations. We have learned that you cannot not think about security for the children in this day and age.
Out of this, Richard Gousset, father of one of the victims, helped the state legislature pass the Oklahoma Victims Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. Richard Gousset is an absolutely incredible man. They have a wonderful family. In this incredible tragedy that they faced, they were a loving, kind family to work with. They were focused on Michelle's life and celebrated her. Mrs. Gousset was principal of the high school in Broken Arrow. just an incredible mom. I treasure them as my friends.
And we can point out that Richard also chaired the Oklahoma Crime Victims Compensation Board, which came into more prominence for its Murrah Fund after the Oklahoma City bombing.
Exactly right. He's just one of those special people that makes a contribution to whatever he's doing.
So this whole case then, I think you've already referred to it, it left a profound effect on you.
Oh my gosh, yes. On our whole family. For my girls, I mean, I have my youngest daughter this spring just called and she said, you know, my six-year-old is going on an overnight mom on a camping experience. And she said, I'm having tremendous anxieties about this. She said, I don't think I can let him go. I think I'm going to have to go with him. And I said, well, go with him. That's what you have to do. So, yes, particularly our youngest, who was the same age, had a tremendous impact on her. She struggled. She even participated in Outward Bound in trying to get over these anxieties about being in the out-of-doors. She loves the out-of-doors. She sails and she camps. And to have that just crushed for her as her mother, what can you do to help her get over this? Our oldest daughter that particular year was a camp counselor at the camp in Maine, and she had to give it up. She couldn't do it. She said, Mom, I can't do it. I just can't do it. She had the same anxieties with her own daughter who was in Girl Scouts and went camping. And she said, Mom, you have to come and go with us. So we did it together. But it really created a lot of anxieties for my girls.
That linger to this day in 2010. None of the children can say they heard sounds or screams or anything.
Nothing.
And what a horrible feeling to say, I was there and I didn't hear anything.
So it's something that you just live with all your life and you go back and you think about it. But, you know, I know that at that point in time, everything that we did was right. We had taken the precautions with Pete Weaver, the county sheriff. We had taken the precautions with Camp Garland, the Boy Scout camp. We had talked about safety with all of the counselors. We had gone through a comprehensive training on safety for girls, safety in the camps, safety in the camping experience. So everything that we knew, we had done, in my opinion, correctly. But this experience moves you to another level. And so you have to learn from this experience, incredible tragedy that it was, what did we learn? And my commitment was to make some changes. Certainly what we did in this council, but hopefully in the standards that the ACA adopted.
And you and other counselors have reviewed again and again and again what you just did. This is what we did. This is what we did that.
Absolutely.
And that you've done that hundreds and hundreds of times.
Absolutely. Yeah.